This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls on the Nick Castellanos, Rob Thompson situation, which led to Castellanos' bench last night. The streak is over, and now we find out where it goes starting tonight. Joining us, though, right now, with a lot to talk about, is Elliott Shore Park, sponsored by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the 50, that's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Elliott, how are we doing today?
What up? A lot to talk about. You're right. Excited to get into all of it.
All right, let's start. And we saw you here this morning. So let's start with the topic at hand today. Where did you come down, and what's your reaction to the Castellanos-Rob Thompson situation, which went from 0 to 60 pretty fast with a benching for a guy that's played every game for years?
Yeah, I think it's really, really bad. And I think people are in somewhat denial about what this could be an indication of. I guess the best way I would try to explain my opinion on it is, imagine this happened last year with the Sixers. Imagine if Joel yelled at Nick Nurse walking off the court and he got suspended for a game, or if Tyrese Maxey did it. We would all sit there and go, dysfunctional team, they don't get along, this is why they lose in the playoffs. And the Phillies are the Sixers at this point. I know they advanced further in 2022, which is a difference, but they've gone from the World Series to the NLCS to losing in the first round to now, I would say, having not a terrible year for sure, but I think there's definitely been players that have not performed. They're on their last leg. This is it. The ship is going down. Maybe they'll go on a run in the postseason, but this is another indication, in my opinion, of that they can feel the tension. I'm sure it wasn't the first time he said something to Topper. Otherwise, there's no way he would have suspended him. And they're just a team that's falling apart. So could they make a postseason run? Sure. Anything's possible. But I think if you look at what's happening, it's very clear what's happening. They're falling apart.
Mm. Well, hopefully that's not it. But there's obviously some indications that the thing is not as strong as we want it to be right now. Elliott, I made the comparison earlier, Nick Sirianni, and the Eagles have a lot of strong personalities, and I would be surprised if a guy yelled at Sirianni on the sideline. We saw Jalen Carter do it last year, and he benched him. Like, it's one thing to take a player off the field for offense, defense thing like he did, in that game, and he felt it was the right decision. But he invited an emotional player to get emotional. Like, I just think the benching yesterday was heavy-handed because he got emotional in the dugout. It just feels like something Nick Sirianni wouldn't do.
And I do think Castellanos overreacted just to get pulled late in the game and to react like that. Now, I guess there's no video of it. No one knows what he said. So who knows? But obviously it was bad enough where Topper felt the need to pull him. And the thing that can't be lost in this too is it did end his consecutive start streak, which is a big deal to get rid of, just to pull that. I mean, if he was on no streak, it would still be a big deal. But there is without question another layer of this decision where if you pull him, that matters. And I would also say, just from my experience covering the Eagles all these years, and not the Phillies as closely as I cover the Eagles, but when something like this happens, happens, normally it's been happening for a while and then we just hear about it. You brought up the Jalen Carter thing where he yelled at Nick last year. I think a better indication would probably, or a better comparison would be when he was suspended or, you know, didn't start that one game.
Week 2.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Like that was not a one-time offense thing. That was probably, hey, we need you to take this more seriously based off a few things. And here's how we're going to show you that. I think with Castellanos, the chances this is a one-time thing are extremely slim. And if it is, then that's a massive overreaction by Topper, which also speaks to the fact that things don't seem to be great with that team right now. So again, I just think people are in denial that we're just watching the Sixers all over again. No one wanted to believe in the Sixers at the end. I don't see why people believe in the Phillies.
Yeah, neither situation is good, right? If it's a multi-time thing, that's not good. And if he did overreact to one thing, that's not great either on Topper. So there's a lot going on with the Phillies. All right, Elliot, before we get to a topical thing for next week with the Sixers and your reaction to the Ace Bailey story yesterday, we got to go through your top 11 list. Hugh, did you hear or see Elliot's top 11?
No, I saw his number one, and then he channeled his inner Ike Reese, and he put the whole offensive line up there. I saw a little bit of it. So I saw a few things.
Felt like cheating, the O-line thing.
You know, I got to say that the afternoon show making this rule and then Jack not doing it feels like a real betrayal there. Like, they made the rule. I didn't come up with the Eagles offensive line thing. They said that you were allowed to do it. I did it playing by the rules, and now I'm being shamed for it. Yep. It feels very unfair.
Well, okay, so I guess it's their rule, but doesn't it feel like a cop-out? I mean, you get to include, I don't even know if you think of the right guard as part of it, or just like the four guys you might consider, right? Mailata, Lane, Dickerson, Cam. It feels like, I don't know, when I look at your list and I look at Ike's list, it feels like 8, 9, 10, 11, they're not really on the list. They're just kind of stuffed in there because we could have five guys at number two.
Well, of course it's a cop-out. It's absolutely a cop-out, but they invented the rule. I will say, for those that are so offended by this, if I had to not do offensive line as one thing, I would put Lane at number two, where I currently have the offensive line,
right,
and I would take Devontae off of 11 and put Mailata there. So for everyone that's so offended by this Eagles offensive line grouping, that's how I would do it if I had to play by not the rules.
Oh, I'm glad we cleared that up. All right, we're past that now. All right, some of the things I like on the list. I mean, I'm with you on Kyle Schwarber. Both had him at 5. He is a more productive player right now than Bryce. But Elliot, number one, Jalen Hurts. I mean, I know I was in the car yesterday, so I heard you. But I just want you to take us through your thinking as you got there. How is he above Saquon Barkley? Like, he's just not as good of a player.
So I'm not watching the YouTube right now. Do you have your doctor's coat on again?
I do not today.
No,
not
to
diagnose me? No. Because I actually think in some ways you're the one that needs the diagnosing and has the amnesia.
Well, I was called a quack yesterday. I was called a quack.
Yeah, I mean, do you remember the Super Bowl? Like, it did happen,
very
right?
Well. Do you remember weeks, I don't know, like, you know, 6, 7, 5, 3, when the 1 through 4?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do. But you know what? Where have we gotten to as a media and as a media base and a fan base where we are prioritizing weeks 6, 7, 3 and whatever as much as we're prioritizing the Super Bowl? For as long as I have been in Philadelphia, there are two things that have mattered more than anything else. One, the quarterback of the Eagles, and two, the postseason. And if you want to say we're exaggerating on the postseason, ask Joel how much the postseason means, because Joel has been extremely dominant regular season player, but I guarantee you, if I asked you on any given day what you think of Joel, you would say his career is remembered for losing in the postseason.
Yes.
So the hypocrisy for you to now prioritize the regular season over what Jalen did in the postseason goes against everything we've ever done in this city.
So for me, so it's not hypocrisy because this is where the amnesia
is. You just brought up week 6 and 7 when I said he won the Super Bowl.
Well, how about this? How about week 19 or whatever the heck the divisional round was? Elliot, we're acting as if every playoff game was dominant. He was this close to the reason they got knocked out by the Rams. He took 7 sacks, a safety included in that, and a sack to take him out of field goal range. That happened 2 weeks before the Super Bowl.
But
when you say postseason, we're lumping everything in. He was not very good in the Rams game. I think we all know that. He was probably the biggest reason they were not going to move on if not for Jalen Carter's sack. So, like, I can't just pretend it's all great when the postseason was just like the regular season. He had ups and downs.
Nobody's asking you to pretend. No one's asking you to forget the regular season. No one's asking you to forget the Rams game. I think what I'm asking of you is, if I could put my doctor coat on, is to correctly prioritize what the different things are. You're right. They almost lost to the Rams.
Yes.
Welcome to every postseason run ever by a champion, right? The Eagles in 2017. Nick Foles wasn't great against the Falcons. Guess what? We never talk about that Falcons game. When we talk about Nick, we bring up the championship game and the Super Bowl. I hear nobody ever bring up, well, he wasn't great against the Falcons. So you're right. Jalen was not great against the Rams. He was not. But when the two most important games of the year were played, the two most important games, like by a mile, he was unbelievable in those two games. So I will give you and acknowledge that, yes, there were stretches where he was not good. I just don't see how a true football man like you can prioritize those over the postseason. It makes zero sense to me.
Well, but because we're talking about who's the best player in the city, not like, hey, what matters to me more? Of course, what you're saying, I agree to an extent with those games are more important, and that's a huge part of the story.
Who'd you have at number one? Who'd you
Saquon
have at number
Barkley.
One? All right, so let me ask you this, okay? I think that if, and I've heard you say this, right? How many quarterbacks could win the Super Bowl with that Eagles team? Probably, you know, we can go through the list. 5, 6, whatever you want to say. You might say more, I might say less.
Yeah, probably somewhere in the 6 to 8 range. I don't know, something like that.
How many running backs could run for 2,000 yards behind that offensive line?
Not many. I mean,
I disagree. I think the same amount of quarterbacks. This offensive line turned Miles Sanders into a Pro Bowler. They turned DeAndre Swift into a Pro Bowler. And for some reason with Saquon, we act like, and I'm not even trying to diminish what he's doing, I'm just drawing a comparison. We all love to act like it's all Saquon. It wasn't all Saquon. The offensive line made Saquon more than Saquon made the offensive line. Mm. And that's fine. That's how football works. But why is it only with Jalen? It's about, well, these quarterbacks could do it. These quarterbacks could do it. But with Saquon, we just act like it was all him, and he's
a home run hitter.
As a rookie, he had 5 yards a carry behind the Giants' offensive line. Last year, he had 5.8. Yeah, he upticked, but he played with the Giants and had 5 yards
a carry.
You not
see him run past literally every player on the field like a million times last season? That's not something DeAndre Swift or Miles Sanders can do. Like, that was the difference between Saquon Barkley and just any run-of-the-mill running back.
Could Derrick Henry do what Saquon did?
Yeah, but he also ran for 2,000 yards.
I never hear you bring that up when talking about Saquon. But whenever you bring up Jalen's accomplishments, it's always, well, Josh. No, there's other guys. Jameer Gibbs, I bet, could have done it. I think maybe Josh Jacobs could have done it. There are probably other players, right? So, Bijan Robinson. Who knows what Bijan Robinson would have done behind this line? So why does it matter that other people could do what Jalen did, but not that other people could do what Saquon did?
Well, I think we're conflating two debates, the top quarterback debate and then the top player in the city. Who's a better football player?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I mean, who's going to say Jalen Hurts a better football player? Nobody.
I am going to say he that. He has a more important job. He has a more important job. He has a tougher job.
Tougher
he has
job.
Way
All
more
right, let
impact
me address
on
that.
Well,
another difference is Saquon had production while Jalen
What did Jalen have? What did Jalen have?
They were the 29th ranked passing team in the league last year.
I'm guessing you're doing that by total passing yards.
No, he had the wins and not the production.
That's not true. That's not true.
No, it is
true. He did have production. No, you're just ignoring all the rushing touchdowns and rushing yards. You're only looking at passes.
The rushing touchdowns that they got down to the 1 yard line with Saquon and everybody else.
All right, do we want to take all the running touchdowns away from running backs that got him from 3 yards out? I don't see you ever diagnosing how Saquon scored his touchdowns. You're right.
No, Jalen, hold on. We know the tush push is very different than a running back taking it from the three.
As you just giggled
How is it any different? How is a running back running it in from 1 yard any different?
Because the entire league wanted to take the tush push out. They know how effective it was. It's not even a debate.
I just want to throw an analogy in here, okay? Because we're arguing a lot of different things. When I say amnesia yesterday, I'm not trying to say the end isn't the most important. I'm saying we're just deciding to forget the whole story. But that's what's happening.
Nobody's deciding to forget that. That's what you're missing. I remember it.
No, I don't think you do. If you were reading a book,
I lived it.
If you were reading a book chapter by chapter, and every time I saw you, I asked you how the book was, and you said, it's not that great. And then 5 weeks later, 7 weeks later, you finished the book. You said that last chapter was really awesome. I can't forget that every time I saw you, you said the book wasn't that good. Every week we talked about the passing game, the quarterback. It wasn't that good.
You're right. You're right. So, those things happened.
Right. But that's the story.
No, that's part of the story, and it's the less important part of the story. If someone asked me a week later, hey, would you recommend this book? I'd go, the ending was unbelievable. You should read it. I wouldn't be like, nah, the middle part wasn't great, but so don't check it out.
I didn't say don't recommend it.
But you are saying that because you're prioritizing the part of the book that's less important.
No, but if you're comparing it to another book,
where did we get to as a media, the better one. That ask Donovan McNabb how much the postseason matters compared to the regular season. For years, McNabb's name has been basically drawn through the mud because he didn't win a Super Bowl, even though he had amazing regular seasons all the time.
Right.
But the one thing he didn't win was the Super Bowl, and that's why people don't rank him properly. And now Jalen does the exact opposite. He does what everybody wanted Donovan to do, Jalen did. And now we're being told the regular season's actually just as important. So I didn't forget it. I just prioritized them correctly.
Here's the issue. Everyone's getting sensitive. We're parsing greatness here. No one, like, I have Jalen on my list. I didn't say he's 20th in Philadelphia right now. I have him on my list. I didn't say he's a bad quarterback. I have him, like, I think he belongs in that 5-6 range.
Where do you have him? That's crazy. He's the quarterback of the Eagles. It's the most important job in the city. He won the Super Bowl. Sometimes things are just simple. When you're the quarterback of the Eagles and you win the Super Bowl, you're number one.
Here's how simple we're going to make it then. Let's say next year they win it again. In the Super Bowl, Jalen Hurts hands the ball off 75 times and he throws it once. What are you going to say?
Still the quarterback of the Eagles.
It's that simple?
Yeah, that's simple.
Yeah, it is that simple.
No, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, all right. Well, then how about this? During the regular season, let's not put all the pressure on the quarterback. If we're gonna distribute this equally, where everybody has just as much to do with wins, then let's talk about everybody and not make Jalen the focus of it every week, right? You know we do that. We did it to Carson. We did it to everybody. When you're the quarterback of the Eagles, it matters more. And so when it comes to then giving him props for what he accomplished, I can't then sit back and be like, well, other players helped. You're right. Other players did help. Jalen probably wouldn't be as successful other places if he wasn't with the Eagles. But all these hypotheticals you throw out, he is here. He did win the Super Bowl. And so to now all of a sudden decide winning as a quarterback in the regular season matters more than the postseason.
That's not what I said.
That's the issue I have. No, but it is what you're saying.
I guess I just saw it different. When I watched the Super Bowl, you know what I saw? They should have done that all year. If he played well, which he played really well the last two games, they were so good that they took apart a dynastic team and they took apart a Commanders team that went to Detroit the week before and Tampa the week before that and won. The only reason those games were close during the season is the quarterback didn't see open guys and didn't pull the trigger. But that's the point. And how could I give him an A+ when he was the reason?
One's asking you to give him an A+.
But that you are.
Nobody's asking you to.
If you're number one in Philadelphia, you're A+. When Saquon Barkley's a Hall of Fame caliber player, Lane Johnson's a Hall of Famer, Zach Wheeler looks like a Hall of Fame pitcher, Bryce Harper's a Hall of Famer. Like, if you're number one in Philadelphia, you are an all-time player, and
What do you think Jalen is?
He's gone to two
Super Bowls in 3 years. He puts up crazy stats every year. You can ignore the rushing all you want. Rushing yards and touchdowns just not count now? Have we gone so far the other way that we don't even count them? Passing is not the only part of the game. game. Now, I agree. The passing game needs to improve. You are 100% correct about that. The passing game needs to improve.
Yes.
I can't believe we are so fixated on the passing game needs to improve that we're diminishing all the other accomplishments he had in an effort to be like, well, he's maybe 6 or 7. No, he's not.
Well, wait a second. You just gave the offensive line credit for Saquon. Well, the offensive line has got credit for all those touchdowns?
No, they do get credit for it. They all get credit for it.
But you're using that as his numbers.
But you're the only one. You're the only one taking credit away from Jalen and not Saquon, because we have seen running back after running back be successful.
He's a better football player.
Like it's not even close. Like we have eyes.
No, first of all, you keep saying that, but that's not true. Jalen's job, you can't even compare him, number one. That's like saying Jake Elliott's a better kicker because
okay,
he's like
one
of
the best kickers in
history.
Okay, I'm glad you went there.
I'm glad I went there.
Because you went to the importance of the quarterback, all right? The importance of the quarterback.
Yes.
Well, but at some point, there's got to be some common sense to this, right? Like, let's go back. You remember it. I remember it, too. We were doing our old Eagles podcast together. If there was a top 11 in 2015, Sam Bradford was a more important player because his position than Fletcher Cox. In no world was Sam Bradford a better player than Fletcher Cox then. So do we just have to put every Eagles quarterback, regardless of skill, at higher than they belong?
No, here's a common sense rule.
Well,
the Eagles don't make the playoffs that year, then we don't view the quarterback differently than we do now. Okay. Jalen won the Super Bowl, and you're asking
the
me
Eagles
to say,
won
compare
the Super
him to... No.
Yeah,
no,
well, that's,
no,
that's...
No.
Yeah.
We cannot do the quarterback win-loss record thing all the time and do the quarterback matters the most, but now all of a sudden it's the team. And to be clear, I did this with Carson. When everybody was telling me, Carson's better, he doesn't have any help, blah, 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 I said week after week, they're not winning consistently with Carson, and that's on him. You were with me on that.
Yes.
We were both anti-Carson.
I just don't know why we have to go so far. Like, why are we at the point where we have to elevate him higher than he has to be? He's one of the five or six best quarterbacks in the NFL, and he's one of the best 11 players in Philadelphia. Why is that offensive to people?
Because you want to know why?
Yeah.
Because he has to bear the burden of being the quarterback all year.
That's
and then when
is.
He wins the Super Bowl,
it's about
yes,
feelings.
That's absolutely
it's about everyone's feelings than facts.
It's not about feelings. Mm. No, it's not. Well, but you just want to ignore the facts. You and Kyle just want to ignore part of the facts.
No.
But if you want to talk about like why it's being disrespectful, I agree with you. If you want to have him 2, 3, whatever. But to have him 6 or 7 really
I actually
is
had him
not.
Nine. I had him 9.
Yeah, see, that's insane to me. And that really tells me you probably didn't want to put him on the list, but you just did. So he should obviously...
Where'd you have Zach Wheeler?
I had Zach Wheeler 8.
Me and him bad about the same.
Zach Wheeler
Sorry,
is one of the...
Sorry, did I miss something? Where's Zach Wheeler's World Series ring? Did he win one and I missed it?
Starting pitchers for the World Series.
Yeah, great.
No.
He's one of the greatest resumes in the history of October. When he's on the mound, he dominates. Like
right.
you know, what I've never
you know
seen.
What?
I've never seen the 7 home run game that he allowed in the playoffs. I've never
and
seen.
You're
that.
Right. You're right about that. But you know who else had an incredible resume?
Who?
Donovan McNabb. And all he ever has to hear about is he didn't win it.
Well, he didn't. He didn't play well in playoff games.
In 2022. The
no,
way
but
we
Zach
talk
Wheeler
about
pitches,
what?
Always
they
pitches.
Lost the World
Zach
Series.
Wheeler always pitches well. Donovan crapped the bed in playoff games. We've never seen Wheeler do that. All he does is dominate.
Okay. So what you're saying is winning championships doesn't matter to you.
No, it's about how the player plays. Like that.
And Jalen is also a great player. I'm not sitting here advocating
he's
for
a
like
very good
Avante
player.
Maddox
he's a
to be number one.
Very good player. He's not.
No, he's a great player.
He's not
he consistent.
He's not consistent there enough. He's not. He's just
there,
not.
There is almost nothing on his resume that you could point to other than a future Hall of Famer. It's just a fact. You can ignore it all you want. He's been to 2 Super Bowls. He's won one.
Who
he wins 80% of his starts. That's what That's what gets quarterbacks into the Hall of Fame.
That's wonderful.
So
there's
you go down the
there's
list,
a lot of people in the Hall of Fame that are there because their team was great. And they were part of the team. It doesn't make them.
You're right. That is part of it.
But that's
football's a team game.
That's what it is. Why is that offensive?
So why is Saquon so clearly number one, but he doesn't get help by his team?
Have you seen him perform really well on bad teams?
Yes.
Jalen's only ever in his entire career been propped up
on bad teams.
No, that's not true. You can say that all you want, but in 2021, they were not supposed to make the playoffs.
Right, and how did he look?
He helped take that. No. Did they go to the playoffs? They overachieved.
Oh my gosh, they ran the ball the whole second half of the season.
Okay, so listen to what you're doing. You're saying winning the Super Bowl and making the playoffs in 2021, not that special. Averaging 5 yards a carry for the Giants, I'm supposed to sit here and be like, oh yeah, you're right, he's unbelievable. Saquon's career was a bust prior to coming
to Philadelphia. We are putting together team success and player individual performance. That's what we're doing. Like,
I never hear you bring up team success when it comes to Saquon. It's always, oh, he's amazing. Look at everything he does. Look at what he did. And he is amazing, and he did do great things, but he never did any of that before he came to the Eagles.
But you're right, I'm not doing that. I didn't say Saquon's won because he won the Super Bowl. That's what you're doing. Like
because winning the Super Bowl matters.
The Eagles won the Super Bowl. Lane Johnson's number one. Lane Johnson.
No.
Who's a better football player, Lane Johnson or Jalen Hurts?
It's probably Lane Johnson.
And he won the Super Bowl more than Jalen Hurts has.
You're right, and that's why I have him number two. That matters. But you have decided all of a sudden to diminish the impact of the quarterback, which is fine. But
no, you know who decided to diminish the impact of the quarterback? The Eagles decided to diminish the impact of the quarterback.
That's not correct either.
But it is.
That's not correct
either. Well, they obviously did. They took
You've
the ball
gone
in his
too
hands.
Far with this. You know how many big plays Jalen made on third down this past year?
How many he made? Tell him, Ellie.
Time
how many
and time
he made?
Again. Time and time again. Time I went through all
who else
yesterday.
Is going to make the big plays on third down? He's okay, the quarterback.
Yeah. Okay. So now he's the one that has to make the big plays. He's a quarterback. But
early
in the Super
in the
Bowl,
game.
In the championship game, then it's the whole team.
Early
yes,
in the game.
The
early in the game, they took the ball out of his hands more than any team in the NFL took the ball out of their quarterback's hands. They, in neutral script, they ran the ball more than anyone. They didn't
right.
want him to throw.
You're right, but he did throw. He did throw the ball. And the number one reason they won as much as they did last year was the lack of turnovers. That was it. That's number one.
Because they stopped throwing the ball so much.
No, but first of all, like this, everything gets scripted or everything gets over exaggerated. He still threw the ball quite a bit. It's not like he threw it 7-8 times a game. He still threw the ball a good amount. You are right. They should need to throw it more next year. I agree with you on that. But what a minute thing that we're talking about here. We're talking about winning the Super Bowl. We're seriously debating what's more important, winning the Super Bowl or how many times the ball was
thrown. No, it's about consistent excellence.
No, that is what you're debating.
He's just not. I'm sorry. Like, if this offends people, then we've gotten softer than I've ever seen. He's not a consistently excellent player. I'm sorry. Like I just,
anyone's fighting you on that.
Yes,
we're just saying
that's what number
but that's
one
why
is.
You're, that's he's number one on your list. Like that should be
yes,
consistent excellence plus the resume.
No. I think number one on the list, he deserves it because he's the quarterback. He's the quarterback of the team. Like again, no one's disputing that
logic.
He can't be. No, it is great logic. It's a logic we've used for 30 years in this city, and all of a sudden now we don't want to use it.
Mm. Would Nick Foles have been number one?
Nick Foles is a completely different case. Nick Foles didn't start the entire season. Jalen played the whole year.
But the Super Bowl. Played great in the Super Bowl.
And for what it's worth, I've heard people say Foles is ahead of McNabb on the all-time
list.
Yeah,
he's been on the Mount Rushmore. I do recall
right.
that. Because
so,
I
so
caught a
if
lot
you want
to
bring up Foles,
Foles,
Foles is a great example of how we prop people up because they win a Super
way
Bowl.
To go,
but why are we doing it again?
Using them words.
I mean, like, if we don't like that, let's stop doing
way
it.
Way to use them words. It's a mistake to do that.
I am fine dying on the island of you win the Super Bowl, you get propped up. If you don't want to die on that island, I'll miss you. I wish you were on the island, but I'm fine dying on that island.
To me, and we gotta take a break.
It's just removing too much logic
No, you're removing the logic.
You removed an entire
stat to try to make your argument.
We are disrespecting the rest of the team. Like by giving him the credit for it, instead of saying the team, we're disrespecting one of the great Eagles teams of all time. It's crazy.
Welcome to football. Welcome to football.
But why are we doing
it? Ask Q how it felt probably when he was on great defenses.
He's not a football guy anymore.
You admitted yesterday that nobody's being logical about the whole thing.
I mean, this guy's lying.
Right. Hey, way to use those words, Elliot.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Can we end with this? Are we ready to agree that Ace Bailey's a loser or not yet?
Oh, I love the Ace Bailey stuff.
Oh, my God.
It's so funny to me.
He wants to be a wizard and score 25 points on a 25-win team. That's what he wants.
The Sixers need a star so badly. Oh, and geez. This guy comes out and says, I want to be a star. And we're all like, oh, no. Like, okay, fine. Go draft someone that wants to be a role player. See how that works out for you. They need a new alpha on the team, a new personality. And this guy has it. I would absolutely take Ace Bailey.
They've got to run far away. All right, Elliot, this was fun. We appreciate it. Yes. You have a great rest of your week, and we'll talk soon. Thank you, Elliot.
I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, there he goes. Elliot Short Parks. Ridiculous. I mean, in every single way, as you giggle the whole time.
No, I mean,
boiling football
points.
Down to nothing but the last game.
No, but you let Elliot fight your fight for you.
Yeah,
no,
you
I didn't because he used words. He switches to
Hughes, an absolute coward. All right, we got a third clue for Hughes' clues here. Plus, a couple big wins for Hugh Douglas's teams last night. And back to all your calls on the Castellanos situation. If you want to chime in on Elliot's list, we could do that too. It is the Midday Show, as always, on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.